307-590-WKZO. 30 degrees on the outside. A little bit of snow coming down. We got a full quorum here this afternoon. Michael Loudon in from Master Control and actually sitting over on the big boy side of the petition.
Yeah, this feels a little weird.
Yeah. I'm going to make it weirder for you.
Great.
Is weirder a word? More weird.
More weird, yeah.
Increasingly weird.
Proper English, please.
And speaking of increasingly weird, Denny Cooley is over on the other side of the screen. He's waving but not talking.
Good to be back with you guys.
Well, hi, Denny.
Thank you. Hi, Denny.
How you doing?
Mike, good to see you. Roger,
yes.
I can't say it's good to see you, but it's tolerable. I'll put it that way, as always.
I can see you, I guess, is the best we can say. Well, Thanksgiving week. I actually have Thanksgiving off this week.
Oh, nice.
Hey, that's
good. This is the first Thanksgiving that I can remember that I'm not working.
Well, that's pretty good.
That is a great deal.
Yeah, yeah.
What are you going to do on Thanksgiving?
Eat.
Lots of turkey?
Uh-huh.
Are you going to fall asleep afterwards?
No, not immediately, because...
it's gradual. It's gradual.
Yeah, and there will be beer consumption along the way. Actually, spend the holidays with my oldest best buddy and his family and kids, and both of the kids are going to be home, and they've got kids, and so it gets to be fun.
Do you plan on watching the Lions game?
I will be forced to because my friend is originally from Wisconsin, and being a cheesehead, you can't not watch the Green Bay Packers,
mm-hmm.
and that's who's playing the Lions.
Yeah.
And I knew that. Which is pretty damn amazing. The game will be on, and they've got a screen the size of that window behind you.
Oh, man.
And so I won't be able to ignore the game no matter how hard I might try. But, the game will be on. And dinner will be planned, timed, so as to not interfere with said game.
Okay.
Well, it usually works that way, right?
Yeah, because my friend's wife is an avid sports person, as my friend and their kids are. And so she is really into sports. Reminds me of my mom.
Okay.
She was really into sports. I've told you this before. Mm-hmm. That whenever a sporting event would come on, she'd immediately turn the TV on, and my dad and I would go shopping.
Yeah.
You know, we'd go looking for cars or something. Hey, we got a couple of things to give away this afternoon. A $25 gift certificate to the Natural Health Center.
Oh, cool.
And then next hour, we're going to give away a $25 gift certificate to PJ's Frame Up.
Ooh.
And this is to get you to think about doing your Christmas shopping local. This is the Buy Local, the Greater Kalamazoo effort to keep your dollars here. If you shop with a local merchant, 52% of the purchase stays in the community.
That's good.
And if you shop with the big box stores, single digits in percent of the money stay here. And so shopping local is a good thing. Partly I can understand. I used to have a mm-hmm. local business. But a $25 gift certificate to the Natural Health Center this hour. When Michael gives us his trivia question that he has been tasked to come up with, and I have made it difficult because I told him no sport questions.
Not even for one of them? Oh, man.
No. This is part of your broadening your experience and thinking outside the box. There is more to life than sports,
it's true.
My friend. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, we're going to talk with Judy Putnam. Judy is with the Michigan League of Public Policy and still very concerned about the cut to the food stamp program and the implications it will have on the state and some of the people in it. And we're going to talk with Judy and find out just how difficult the holiday season is going to be for people who are using the SNAP program to keep body and soul together. And nearly half of the SNAP recipient, those who benefit from the SNAP program, are children. And there is a hot button for me. Very concerned about ignoring our children, not feeding them, not educating them. The future of our country is our young people.
Absolutely.
And we're going to talk with Judy Putnam. And then coming up in the 4 o'clock hour, Jill Schlesinger is going to join us. She's the editor-at-large from CBS Money Watch. And we're going to talk to her about what the end of the year in the stock market is going to look like and her view of what next year is going to look like. Starting to think 2014 already, and we'll find out from Jill if 2014 finally is the end of the recession. Will unemployment come down to acceptable levels? We'll find out. From Jill Schlesinger right after CBS News and a local news update at 4 o'clock. And then we're going to talk with Ken Zinn. Ken is, what is his title? I've got it here someplace. Oh, he is the political director for National Nurses United. And we're going to talk to him about the Robin Hood Law. And if things have finally gotten so bad with income disparity that we need to do something about it. And Ken Zinn at 4:40 this afternoon. All that right here on 590 WKZO. Roger, Denny, and Michael driving you home this afternoon. Got a little bit of snow out there. Not enough to really make things slippery yet, but that's coming. So plan on being patient on your way home.
Roger, Mike, just got a phone call from a listener at 131 northbound at the Wayland exit. They're closing that off to one lane because of the icy conditions up there.
Right. Oh.
So be advised if you're going to be traveling northbound on US 131. It's down to one lane on the northbound side of 131 at the Wayland exit because of icy conditions there.
Thank you, sir. See, I told you it was going to get slippery out there this afternoon.
It didn't take long, did it?
No, it didn't.
It's
really
like
didn't.
I'm clairvoyant or physic, maybe. Or is that psychic?
I always wondered, do psychics ever get surprised?
Never.
Never.
No, they know.
They know.
Yeah. Joining us now, Judy Putnam from the Michigan League of Public Policy. Judy, how you doing this afternoon? Oops, I forgot to push one more button. There we go. Hi, Judy. How you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing very well.
I know what I'm doing here. It's Monday. I needed retraining when I came in. Let's talk about the SNAP program, newly diminished as of November 1st. And we're now coming into a season when, if there is a time that is more heart-wrenching to see people going without, it's the holidays. We should be concerned about it year-round. But especially in the holidays, have you gotten your arms around the impact in Michigan yet from the November 1st cuts to SNAP?
Well, Roger, yes, I think we have our arms around it. What we're really concerned are the potential cuts that could be coming up next. Mm. As Congress continues to debate the Farm Bill with very, very harsh cuts, far beyond the November 1 cuts that were passed by the U.S. House.
And why do you think that they think that program needs cutting?
The program did expand fairly dramatically during the recession, but that's what it was supposed to do. People didn't have enough work. They were underemployed. Many people were in poverty. So we just had a report come out last week that's showing that the number of caseloads are going down as the economy improves. So it will naturally shrink when our economy gets better, and that only makes sense because families will have perhaps better jobs or more hours, and we'll have more income to buy food without getting food assistance.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that true, too, is a long-term truth that the program is used for the most part for a brief period of time by people.
Absolutely, absolutely. So when times are tough, people are laid off, the program naturally expands. And as times improve, it shrinks. The November 1 cuts were an expiration of some additional food assistance. They're pretty modest benefits that were passed with the stimulus,
mm-hmm.
What we called the American Recovery Act, American Recovery and Reinvestment Act.
Yeah.
If you remember that, or most people called it the stimulus package.
Right.
So there was a bump up in that. That was very helpful. And if you want to stimulate the economy, it is a no-brainer. I mean, giving people money for basic needs really does stimulate the economy because they go out and spend it.
You mean the people on receiving SNAP benefits don't immediately open bank accounts in the Cayman Islands and start spiriting money out of the country? They actually
right.
spend it feeding themselves? Immediately?
Yeah. Huh.
That's a surprise. I'm being facetious.
I picked up on that.
What does this Thanksgiving look like from your perspective for the people who are the poorest among us?
Well, it is a tough year. Many of us will have too much food on Thursday. There'll be too much to eat. So it's important to remember, though, the many of us who will not have enough food, they will have too little to eat.
Mm-hmm.
We have a high poverty rate in our state, sadly. Child poverty has jumped 30% since before the Great Recession. So in 2007, before the Great Recession, about one in five kids lived in poverty. That was 19%. Our most recent numbers, which came out about 2 months ago, peg it at nearly 25%, so one in four children.
How many children live in poverty in the state of Michigan? Do you have an idea?
Yes, about 500,000.
Wow. And where do you see that number going in 2014? A minute ago, I heard a glimmer of hope in something you said, and I'm trying to come back around to that. What do you see happening in 2014?
Well, I think we know that unemployment has been bouncing around for quite a bit, so that's sort of stabilizing. And even though that doesn't sound like a good thing, we're hearing that economists say it is a good thing. So hopefully we will see improvement for these families. But as you know, it's been incredibly slow. And our state policies have been really pushing to reduce help for these low-income families with young children in poverty at a time when the jobs aren't there yet. We should be supporting those families mm-hmm. and helping kids, because kids who don't have enough to eat can't learn. We just all know that. It's simple.
Yeah, yeah. How do you feel about raising the minimum wage?
We're very supportive of that. The research shows that there'll be, you know, there's a lot of research out there. We think there's strong research that shows that there will not be a net loss of jobs. It'll actually create jobs when you raise it to about $10.
Mm-hmm.
So our minimum wage has really eroded because it hasn't been adjusted for inflation. It will not lift a family out of poverty anymore. So people are out there working hard, and you know, we know that many, many of them are not teenagers. Most of them are over 20. People are working hard, and they still can't pay their bills. Nobody wants our state to be like this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If people want to help between now and the end of the year, what would you ask people to do?
Well, in terms of policy, we're asking folks to email Senator Stabenow, the U.S. Senator, and tell her that you support her version of the farm bill when it comes to SNAP. The Senate plan is far less damaging than the House plan, and she needs to know that we've got her back, that we support what she's doing.
Mm-hmm.
So we're asking people to do that. In terms of giving, I think our food, local food pantries, there's not a better time to give to your local emergency food pantries. They've seen a reduction in giving when we cut the tax credit 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
We eliminated that tax credit in Michigan, and by we, I mean Governor Snyder and lawmakers did.
Right, yeah.
And
we didn't vote for that.
Pardon me?
We didn't vote for that.
Well, we voted for the people who did vote for it, so it was a policy that the legislature decided that they should push forward with to help pay for tax cuts for businesses.
Mm-hmm.
So we disagree with that. We don't think it's working. We think there's far, far better ways to stimulate the economy. Number one is investing in education. And when you're cutting your taxes, guess what? You don't have money to invest in education.
Yeah. And I mentioned leading up to our chat that children are the future of our country and the world for that matter. And to not feed and educate children really, to have that not be a priority, I find bothersome. I appreciate your taking time to talk with us this afternoon. We've been chatting with Judy Putnam from the Michigan League of for Public Policy. And you have a nice Thanksgiving, Judy.
Thank you, Roger.
Appreciate your joining us.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
590 WKZO time is 3:30, and we have a new AccuWeather forecast, mostly cloudy, windy, with a couple of snow showers this afternoon, little or no accumulation, and a high of 31. We're at 30, and we've already got some slippery spots. Denny, do we have more?
No, but here's an update on the Wayland 131 situation. Turns out that there's an automobile a wreck there, and 131 is closed both ways, both northbound and southbound.
If you're
traveling north or south today, you've got a prominent wind coming out of the west this afternoon, so you're going to see a lot of buffeting, you know, as you're traveling. So be advised for that. Just, you know, common sense applies on a day like this.
Yeah, and that's, but you know what Mark Twain said about common sense. The only thing common about it is how uncommon it is.
This is true.
331 590 WKZO. Starting to cool off already. We got 29 degrees in Kalamazoo. A little bit of snow coming down. We'll find out exactly how much snow is going to come down when we talk to AccuWeather meteorologist Bob Larson here in just a minute or so.
I want to remind you, too, guys, that we had an automobile accident on 131 at the Wayland exit. Both northbound and southbound are closed as we speak. First report on that came in about 30 minutes ago. We'll keep you updated as we get more information.
And there are several people who commute from Grand Rapids back and forth all the time. I did for a couple of years. And it was funny. I'd see the same cars on and off, because we all went to work at the same time, and there were a couple of cars that I recognized. While we're waiting for Bob, one of the funniest trips, as we're heading north on 131, a Kent County sheriff pulls off the business loop and gets on to northbound 131. And we're all cruising along behind him at about 80, little over 80. And when we got to the Kent County line, he briefly turned on his flashers, and he slowed down, and so did everybody else. He sort of warned us that we were in his turf, and speeding wasn't allowed. But when we were in Allegan County, he was leading the pack at about 80 miles an hour.
That's funny.
Right at the county line, he changed his mind on that. Hi, Bob. How you doing?
I'm all right, Roger. How are you on this Monday?
Nice. It's a little chilly.
Right.
We're starting to get a little bit of snow.
Indeed.
We've already had our first bad accident. 131 is closed at Wayland because of said accident. How much snow are we going to get, Bob?
An inch or less. This is a narrow band of snow that's pushing through. It'll be winding down this evening, but as we've already witnessed, even just a coating of snow, a quarter of an inch of snow causes problems enough to lead to an accident. So I think it's an inch or under that, as the snow won't last all that long.
How about lake effect once the storm goes past?
Well, there won't be any of that, or at least not much of it tomorrow. Maybe a snow shower, but lake effect might start to crank into position late tomorrow night and Wednesday. And the overall gradient looks like, again, the bulk of that is going to be west of Kalamazoo, or as we like to say, west of
U.S. 131.
33. Mm. Okay. We'll talk more about that tomorrow in terms of the orientation of the snow. But one thing is, it's going to be another blast of very cold weather that comes in just prior to and right through the Thanksgiving holiday.
How cold is it going to get here,
Bob? It's going to be on par with what we just had, maybe a few notches higher. For example, yesterday with a high of only 25, just an incredibly cold day, a full 18 degrees below average. Not sure this air mass is quite as cold as that, more like highs in the upper 20s rather than mid-20s. But I think we'll have nights once again dropping into the teens the second half of the week.
Brr. Oh, yeah. Man.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No.
That could be my word of the day. Brr.
Okay.
It's not, but it could be. I'll save that one.
Okay. And let me ask you a question about the nor'easter, and then we'll get into your real word for the day.
Okay.
What about the nor'easter? Now they're talking some parts of New York going to see some snow out of this.
Parts of New York State,
Not the city.
Yeah, indeed. I think that that's been the case all along. That shouldn't come as a surprise. It was always has been like the interior Northeast is going to get blanketed with heavy snow from the storm, probably on a line from somewhere between Rochester and Buffalo, New York, southward into west central Pennsylvania, southward into the mountains of West Virginia. We're talking 6 to 12 inches. I think we'll find a few reports that get more than a foot. And then northward from there into interior-most western portions of New England, more like the mountains of Vermont, maybe northern New Hampshire.
Okay.
And now for the big cities, Boston, Providence, New York City, Philadelphia, Baltimore, Washington, this is by and large a rainstorm, very heavy rain and a lot of wind. That in itself is going to cause travel delays.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The airports are going to be really screwed up.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. They are anyway.
Yeah.
the 2 days prior. They are on the 2 days prior to Thanksgiving. Throw this into the picture and it's just not a pretty sight.
Yeah, people aren't going to get to Thanksgiving on time, it sounds like.
No, I'd be concerned about that.
Yeah.
Well, we're supposed to get a little bit of a warm-up. I don't know if the word 30 applies to warm, but it's not the teens, right?
Yeah, that little brief period of moderation we have is pretty much occurring now and tomorrow with lower 30s, and then it's right back to colder weather Wednesday and Thanksgiving.
Right.
Probably starts to moderate later in the holiday weekend. I don't see it turning mild. But we'll start to dig out of the deep freeze Saturday and Sunday.
Back to more normal temperatures, are you thinking?
I think it'll still be below normal through Sunday, but probably only a few degrees below normal at that point.
Okay. And so what is the word for the day,
The word
Bob?
Is tied into that nor'easter and the travel and all that comes with it. The word is disruptions. We'll have many travel disruptions from this storm, which is a large storm that will be affecting a huge area. It doesn't end with the Northeast. All the way southward into Florida, there'll be heavy rain and some locally severe storms that will cause some flight delays both tomorrow and Wednesday.
Wow. What are your plans for Thanksgiving Day?
My plans include a lot of eating, a lot of family get-togethers, and also a lot of working. I'll be in all week.
Oh, okay.
Oh, there you go.
Well, we're going to make your Thursday afternoon a little easier. We won't be here.
That's to be expected on the holiday. And have a good one, folks.
And
of course, I'll be back to talk to you, I guess, tomorrow, right?
Oh, yeah,
yes.
And Wednesday.
Sure.
And then we'll be here Friday for Geekdom.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, don't
forget. Special Black Friday edition.
Yes, the Black Friday edition of Weather Geek.
Right.
Hey, thanks, Bob.
You're welcome.
Have a good one.
You too.
Bob Larson, AccuWeather meteorologist and friend. I like Bob.
Yeah, he's a
good
guy.
Real good guy.
Good guy.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to give away a buy local Greater Kalamazoo gift certificate. We're going to be giving these away both in the morning show and the afternoon through the course of the holidays. And it really is important to shop at local stores. 52% of the money that you spend in a locally owned store stays in the community. And I've seen some figures that that money gets spent 2.5 or 3 times during the while that money is in the community.
Mm-hmm.
And so supporting local merchants is supporting your neighbor. You have a part-time job with a local merchant.
Yes, I do.
Hardings.
Hardings Friendly Market.
Yeah. And so you can speak firsthand for how important local merchants are.
Yeah, it helps us create jobs in the community, invest in the community, and we get to offer different kinds of products that you might not see at like a store like Meijer's or Walmart. And people might think we have higher price items, and we do, but we also offer lower price items as well. And, shopping locally also helps you save some time and money so you don't have to, travel all the way down to, Walmart or Meijer's or Target, especially since I live in Richland.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be, 10 minutes down the road, 10 minutes back. And I don't want, my frozen or meat products to, possibly spoil on my way home, even though it's only, 10 minutes. But, other local places, I like to go is Gazelle Sports right here in Kalamazoo. Mm-hmm. I mean, because I'm a runner, and they always do a great job when I'm in there. You know, they treat every customer really well. They fit me for the proper shoes I need, and, you know, they'll let me go try them out. And I always love going to Gazelle Sports. It's just a really great local place to go.
Oh, and there are good people in there.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
I know this will be a surprise to both of you, but I'm not a runner. I know.
But
you've got that six-pack going, and I just figured.
Yeah, but it's my case, it's more of a 12-pack.
That's right. And it's on sale at Meijer's.
But when you go to Gazelle, let's use that as an example. They don't look down their nose at people that, like me, who obviously don't look like a runner.
Mm-hmm. No.
You get sort of customized service.
Yes, you do.
And you're right. Meijer doesn't carry stuff special in one store. They've got stores all over the Midwest, and all of their stores carry the same stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And local stores can actually cater to local tastes.
Yes.
Right.
Okay.
And I agree with that thought, shopping locally. I don't like to go to the chains personally. But isn't this Saturday, and I forget the name of it, it's a national program.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, yes.
And help me out with that.
I can't think of the name of it either.
I believe it's American Express. It's an American Express program.
Perhaps you could go
to their website. But there is the Saturday after Black Friday is a special shop local
promotion, which is a national thing. Yeah, we encourage that,
but
obviously.
We're going to talk about it the whole period of time from now till Christmas. And this hour, we're going to give away a $25 gift certificate to the Natural Health Center, a great store. I know the people. I used to have a store adjacent to them. And Mike Wonderland, just a great person. And mm-hmm. Katie, his daughter, who's taken up the reins. Good folks. And so you can win a $25 gift certificate by answering Michael Loudon's trivia question. And I have to tell you, I gave him some ground rules on this, and there could be no sports. He had to come up with two non-sport trivia questions. And the first non-sport trivia question is what, Michael?
What state was the last to approve the Declaration of Independence?
What state was the last state to ratify the Declaration of Independence?
And, guys, I would not have guessed this state.
Really?
No, I wouldn't have.
I think it's safe to assume it's not Alaska.
I think you're right.
Yeah, since that became a state in my lifetime.
Yeah.
And Hawaii would not be. We're giving you hints,
yeah,
folks.
We've already eliminated two states for
yeah,
you.
There's only 48 more choices. And 382-4280, 877-382-4280. If you know what state was the last to ratify the Declaration of Independence, and you call and give us the correct answer, you get yourself a $25 gift certificate to the Natural Health Center in Westwood Plaza, right by Drake Road and West Main, just a block and a half from us. While we're taking calls in the other room, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with the winner of the trivia question, 382-4280, 877-382-4280. If you know what state was the last state to ratify the Declaration of Independence. Well, Denny, did we have a winner?
We did. I'll tell you what, phones were hot. If we can transfer that outside, we'll melt whatever's going on out there.
I would not personally have known the answer to this question.
I would not either. And we had several good guesses, Pennsylvania, New York. But the one who got the correct answer was Delaware, was the state we were looking for. And Kelly Case from Richland phoning in is the winner of our gift certificate, $25 to Natural Health Center.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Congratulations. And a fellow Richland.
From my hometown.
Richlandite? Is that what do you call people from Richland?
I don't know.
Richlanders?
Yeah, Richlanders, I would say.
That'll work.
We'll come up with something. I like Richlanders.
I like that one too.
Because that takes in Gull Lake. And
see, Mike, get a logo, get a T-shirt, and you'll be a millionaire.
Yeah.
Do that.
The WKZO.com AccuWeather forecast. Mostly cloudy and windy this afternoon. Some snow showers. Little or no accumulation, but we already know some slippery roads are out there. Denny will tell us about that once I get done with the weather here. 29 on the outside now. Mostly cloudy, breezy tonight. A snow shower and a low of 27. Cloudy and cold tomorrow, a snow shower, high of 32. Wednesday, windy and cold with clouds and sun, a high 29. And snow showers west of U.S. 131. My favorite winter expression.
Yeah.
Mostly because I live west of 131. And
hey,
guys, that makes a difference.
While we were taking calls on the contest, we had a couple of reminders that 131 northbound and southbound at the Wayland exit, it remains to be closed. And that first came into us about 50 minutes ago. So they're still working on that accident.
And Division Street used to be U.S. 131.
Right.
And so if you go over to old U.S. 131, and you have to go right through Wayland and Shelbyville and Martin, you might not have to go quite that far, but that would be a way to get around the parking lot that U.S. 131 at the Wayland exit is, all because of a little bit of snow we have had making roads slippery. Denny, we've got just a little time. There we go.
Just an update. Southbound is open. Northbound is closed on 131 at Wayland.
Okay, that's half the problem resolved. And so give us that again, Denny.
Southbound is open on 131 at Wayland. Northbound is closed because of an accident.
Okay, then if you're heading northbound, get off the whatever exit there by the casino and go over to old...
That's Shelbyville, right?
Is it Shelbyville?
Or Hopkins-Bradley? One of those two?
Oh. It's whatever exit that's got a casino on it.
Just look for the casino.
Just look for Gun Lake Casino.
Yeah, if you see a huge Gun Lake Casino sign, that's the
get
exit
off right there.
That's right. Yeah. If you're smart, keep your wallet in your pocket.
Yeah.
Right.
And don't stop and gamble.
No.
Avert your eyes.
That's right.
Look the other way. But drive careful out there, folks. We are going to get a little bit of snow, just enough to really ruin your trip home.
The trifecta continues after CBS News and Kalamazoo's news from the WKZO.com newsroom on 590 WKZO Kalamazoo.